Season 7, Episode 5, Walking Dead is underway. And again, this season started off with one of the most brutal episodes in television history with a gentleman by the name of Negan. Sorry, spoilers ahead.
Just spoiler alert.
Bashing in Glenn's head, Abraham's head. By the way, have you seen the windshield wiper bit people are doing with the baseball bat? On the rear view window wiper, window washer of some minivans that just have the one that goes back and forth, some people are dressing them like baseball bats, putting a picture of Abraham here and a picture of Glenn there, and it's just this baseball bat going back and forth between the two.
Isn't that silly?
Savage.
Is anybody semi-disturbed by how, like, lightly people are kind of, like, taking that whole scene? Not like it... I mean, it is a TV show, but it's like people are, like, almost... I don't know. It's still horrifying to me. Like, people that are, you know, dressing up in...
Mike, what do you want me to, like, 5 weeks later still be distraught about it?
Yes.
Are you talking about people in real life or people on the show?
No, I mean people in real life that, like, just kind of handle with such frivolity. Like, it's
well, when it happened, I don't think anybody did.
Nah, but I mean, like, just like all this, like, stuff where people are, like, kind of, like, having fun with the whole scene. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just being...
Oh, we're just desensitized as a society.
Pretty much.
Oh, if you can't... If you what is how does it say if you don't laugh, you'll get bashed in the head by a psychopath?
Yes.
Is that exactly how it goes?
Yes. That's it.
Yeah. Arielle, again, who I referenced earlier, she's our beautiful soon to be mother and teacher, dressed like Negan for Halloween. And big tall Tim, her husband, 6'8", tall stack of dark chocolate sex, he was Glenn. And his face was all bashed in and had the little eye all popped out. It was a rather well done costume. Now, if this was a thing that happened in real life, yes, that's some sick S right there. But this is in a post-apocalyptic, make-believe sci-fi zombie universe. I'm okay with it. This episode finally took us to another portion of the world, the Hilltop community, where Maggie's been, who, by the way, Scott, you said it best, looking good in them jeans.
Them jeans. Them
fitting
jeans.
Maggie. Just right.
Yeah, those jeans were looking real snug. Hi, sorry about your husband, but looking real, real good. Hey, yeah, those things were... Now, the big villain of the season, obviously, is this dude Negan. But who is the governor character, the leader of this Hilltop community? This sniveling little dork.
Governor.
What's his name?
I don't know, and I don't like him that much.
I hate him. I want to see him get something more than Negan.
I think the guy, whoever the guy is, I think it's like a tad bit of a overacting.
You think he's a little theatric?
Yeah, it was like, okay. I don't know.
The get your name wrong bit was getting to be a little stupid.
That was getting to be old. And then...
Listen, Sandra, it's Sasha. Listen, Marjorie, it's Maggie. Here's some of Mrs. Hassenpfeffer's raspberry preserves. It's Hefeweizen or whatever. Like, okay. Yeah. You're going to that well a little much.
Yeah, so I don't... Keep going, because I saw the episode and I don't know. Like, it was just... It was okay. I mean, it was more of like a whole hour of setup.
I did like... When they rolled in the Pinto to the community that had the boombox or whatever sound system was playing, and it was welded shut so you couldn't turn the thing off. It had a middle finger metal symbol on the back of it being like FU Hilltop community. And the action sequence with their defender, Jesus, which is essentially like their Carol, their Daryl. He's a long-haired guy that legit looks like Jesus who's wicked with a knife. He's the guy that can scale up buildings with his bare fingers like some zombie Spider-Man. It was him and Sasha out there wrecking shop.
Yeah.
That was a great scene over top with the flames in the background.
It was a good montage. It was a very good montage.
That was a fun, we're capable of kicking ass montage. And then you had the one guy who played, what's his name from Grand Theft Auto? Steven Oog is the actor's name. He's Negan's second in command. That guy will chew some scenery up. And now, he overacts, but I don't mind when he overacts, because he's such a caricature of a human that I actually kind of like when he has his big, flashy Val Kilmer and Top Gun teeth. I like his character.
But in terms of, like, the episode overall, I mean, like I said, I think it was more of just, like, a setup of, like, okay, like, I don't even know. Maggie's there now, and...
Yeah.
Negan thinks Maggie's dead, but Maggie's at the Hilltop, and then if they find out that she's there, it's going to get really bad.
Not a lot of forward momentum in this.
Carl is now with Jesus, and they're in the back of one of the trucks going to kill Negan or something. I don't know.
I guess. By the way, and it's got to be said again, Carl, that whoever that actor is, he can't act.
No.
He stinks. Yeah. I mean, in the hierarchy of cannot act on the show, Coral is number one. Michonne is number two. And I'm trying to think who number three is. Maybe it's this guy that's playing the leader of the Hilltop community. This show ain't going to win any Emmys as far as quality of acting is concerned.
And our fact checkers are checking in, of course.
Please, of course, 5-6-3.
It wasn't a Pinto, it was a Gremlin.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much, person who nobody looks forward to seeing this Thanksgiving. It's actually a green bean almondine, not a casserole. I'll see you at Comic-Con. Okay, it was a Pinto. I'm sorry, I don't know my awful automobiles. Yeah, it was a whatever episode. It was kind of a placeholder. It didn't do a whole lot.
I mean, are we missing anything, Mike? Yeah, did you watch it at all? Were we missing any major... Because like the, when they have little conversations and there's like these little nuances or things that are said, I always miss like
the Daryl blinking at Rick in the last one that was
super important meaning of things. And then, you know, 2 days later, you go, oh, well, didn't you hear when he said this to that? I'm like, I totally missed that.
He coughed twice, yeah. Which was a throwback to season two when he coughed twice right before he revealed where he buried the guns.
Yes.
It's like, I ain't got that kind of time.
I always miss a big. So maybe I missed it. Maybe I didn't. I don't know what we're. Well, Negan thinks that she's dead. Remember, thought that she was in the grave. So when he finds out that she's still alive, that's not going to go well.
That's going to be the plot point of this season. You said she was dead. She ain't dead. And this piece of S governor character who actually took the watch off of Glenn's grave. I mean, really,
He tried to sell them down the river. He thought they were in the closet.
Yes,
and he
did.
The closet.
And it was just filled with scotch. You saw how butthurt he got that his scotch was being taken away. And if anybody touches my collection of scotch, I'm sad. But he gave up two women. When he was more upset that his, you know, his Johnny Walker Blue was taking a walk out the door. So let's think. I don't think there's anything really else to pick apart about this bad boy. It was an episode. No one got bit in the face. And also, one last quick point. Outside of a two pretty nasty kills at the beginning, not a real high body count thus far. 5 episodes in, a lot of people getting murked.
Nope.
Oh, and it's Carl and Enid roller skating, too.
No, and they made out.